afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Oasis Forum postpones Bill 7 protest. CCPC warns consumers and businesses over Black Friday scams. In global news, 24 Nigerian schoolgirls released over a week after abduction. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondway. The Oasis Forum has announced the postponement of its planned peaceful march past against Bill 7, which was scheduled for this Friday, 28th November 2025. Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe says the decision comes after the forum heeded advice from the police, despite all formalities for the demonstration having already been completed. Ms. Katebe says the postponement creates space for constructive engagement, with a meeting now set with President Hakainde Hichilema. At State House on the same day that the march was initially planned. In a statement, Ms. Katebe says in place of the march, the Oasis Forum will hold an intercession prayer rally at Pope Square in Lusaka on the 28th of November 2025, beginning 08:30 hours. She says the gathering is meant to seek the face of God as they prepare for dialogue with the head of state. Employees at Nilkanth Lime Limited in Indola have appealed to government to intervene in their conditions of service, citing what they describe as unsustainably low wages. Speaking when Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga toured the plant today, the workers, contracted through a subcontractor, expressed concern that they are earning 1,070 kwacha per month, an amount which does not reflect the intensity and nature of the work they perform. They are suggesting that their basic pay be increased to at least 3,000 kwacha. And in responding to the workers' concerns, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga disclosed that he has engaged the company management on the matter. He further revealed that Nilkanth plans to introduce automated machinery, an upgrade expected to reduce the workforce from the current 3,000 to around 500 employees. He stressed that government's intervention aims to prevent job losses and encourage the company to enhance its operations, especially as lime exports to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, return to full capacity.
That's why we shield. We should want to have some problem with bomba. Simple question. The minister has some problem with bomba. The neighbor has some problem with bomba. So it's on the shield. You want to come in? Then I think I'll put some abandon to run around. But I'm from the mirror. The rich can call to see to each shiny. But I'm going to go to the house because I'm going to go to the house. Now I'm going to go to the house.
Meanwhile, Nilkanth Group Resident Director Gopal Kedia commended government for facilitating the resumption of exports to the DRC and pledged that the company will work to safeguard and support its workforce.
So one thing is very important. See, another plants which are operating here, they have the automation. Same production facility. We told them earlier that whether we should go for the automation or we should go for the manual process. Definitely, if we go for the automation process, our profitability will slightly increase. But considering the job employment and everything, we selected we should go for the manual operation so we can create more employment. See, 3,000 approximately employees we have, and the same plant, more or less same capacity.
Our neighbor, Greenline, they have 200 tons per day capacity.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, has cautioned both service providers and consumers to be on alert for unfair trading practices during this year's Black Friday sales. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka this morning, the CCPC Executive Director, Eunice Hamavwa, warned that some businesses take advantage of increased customer traffic by offering fake discounts, using misleading disclaimers, and selling defective or expired products. Mrs. Hamavwa has indicated that the Commission is on heightened alert to curb common offences such as unchanged catalogue prices being presented with inflated discount tags, hidden charges, unclear refund policies, lack of warranties, and disclaimers designed to shift liability onto consumers. She has urged shoppers to remain vigilant by checking expiry dates, verifying product conditions, and exercising responsible buying habits before and during the sales period. Mrs. Hamavwa also revealed that as part of its enforcement efforts, the Commission has intensified inspections in trading areas, introduced weekly price tracking, and deployed information desks in high-traffic shopping zones. She warns that businesses found engaging in unfair practices will face investigations and could be penalized up to 10% of their annual turnover or fined 500,000 penalty units in the case of individuals.
The Commission has, in previous Black Fridays, recorded an increase in number of cases of unfair trading practices, such as display of disclaimers, misleading deals, fake discounts, defective and expired products. Therefore, the Commission urges members of the public to be cautious of devious traders offering deceptive promotions during Black Friday. Unfair trading practices are very common during this period. As such, consumers are advised to be vigilant and practice responsible consumerism. The Commission wishes to urge all service providers to ensure that you conduct your business with the utmost integrity.
Government has received $290,000 worth of essential maternal and newborn health equipment donated by UNICEF and the Red Cross, with funding from the European Union EU to help strengthen maternal health services across the country. Speaking during the handover ceremony in Lusaka today, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchema, in a speech read for him by Permanent Secretary for Technical Services Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, says the donation comes at a pivotal time as Zambia has finalized its primary healthcare strategy 2025-2031 and is implementing the maternal and newborn health standards. Dr. Lishimpi explains that the equipment has been carefully selected based on needs identified through facility readiness assessments, neonatal mortality reviews, and district consultations. He says the donation will directly support high-burden districts in northwestern and Luapula provinces, where gaps in newborn care equipment and maternal emergency preparedness are most critical.
The intention is to strengthen primary health care, upgrade emergency obstetric and newborn care services, support community and facility linkages, and enhance early childhood development through an integrated multi-sectoral approach. Today, we are here to officially receive the first tranche of medical equipment procured under the Human Development Programme to enhance newborn care, improve maternal health services, and strengthen the capacity of our primary health care.